Welcome back to Anime's Anime. My name is Ferris Maiden.
My name is Ty.
I'm Crimson Moon.
And today we're going to be talking about spooky stuff since it's spooky season. So let's get started.
Can't wait. All
right. So first, I guess let's talk about what have we been watching.
Oh man, I've been watching.
I just finished the reboot slash continuation of Higurashi. So the original one came out years ago. I want to say like early 2000, maybe like 2005, and it was a it was a game at first, and I guess you can call it a visual novel, but mostly people refer to it as an audio novel because that's what they really put the emphasis on, was the voice acting and just like the background sounds with the cicadas, because it's Higurashi when they cry, and it's like in reference to the cicadas in the summer. And the art was really ugly in the visual novel, and the art in the very first season is you should go look it up. It's quite comical, but I mean it was still good. But yeah, and so the anime came out, and I'm not even sure how I got introduced to it. I think like this is around the time that like gory, edgy anime was really in. And so I watched it because I would see like a little bit of the death scene clips on YouTube. And but for me, it was more than that. And a little bit of the backstory on it is that basically there is a time loop that is going on in this small village. And it's mostly this friend group that's affected by it to the point where there's a sense of paranoia and distrust. And they all kind of end up murdering each other. And as along with that, there's this mystery that's trying to be solved that we eventually do get some resolution to. And so then the reboot, it's like, well, they marketed it as though it was going to be a reboot. And so that came out, I guess, in the winter. I can't remember because of COVID, lots of things got pushed back. So original dates and stuff have me all fucked up. But it got pushed back, and it was marketed as a reboot. So when it started, I was like, there were little instances where it's like, that's not how it happened. And then I realized, I'm like, this isn't a reboot. I'm like, this is a continuation, which was really cool. And I would say that the newest iteration of it, I wouldn't say that it was like as horror inspired as the original was. But just the concept of that itself is really creepy to me anyway, regardless of how the tone is. People that you trust and love and hang around every day turn around to murder you in horrible, horrible ways. That's scary. Who wants to be murdered by like someone that they love and trust, right? But even when it continued, there was a part of the season where I'm like, okay, they're trying to like get back into their roots again, and it was you know, mute score and the way that things are angled and drawn can put in a sense of like dread and uncomfortableness, which is also scary to me. Anything that makes me uncomfortable or uneasy can also make me scared, because it's like there's something threatening about being uncomfortable, and that within itself is also scary to me, because I don't like to, what's making me feel uncomfortable. Have you all watched or heard about Higurashi at all?
So I used to read the manga when I was younger. And I watched a couple episodes of the anime. Now, I will say that I was uncomfortable, but I feel like there's so many parts to the Higurashi manga that I'm not quite sure what I read, where that falls into the storyline in the anime, because I definitely didn't see any of what I read in the anime. What I read was, and I know there's like so many different, I think I read when they cry. And there was some type of disease that was like forcing people to kill themselves or kill other people. And then there was this doctor who was like, you know, doing surgeries on people's brains, and sometimes sacrificing people. I did not see that in the anime. I think what I've seen in the anime was definitely what you were talking about, was like this group of friends who are just like navigating, basically trying not to get killed. And I pretty much stopped when the boy, I guess he got served like a plate of needles. Well, he got served food and they had needles in it. I was like, oh, that's enough for me.
Yeah, bring it off.
I'm freaked out.
It's a lot. Higurashi is so extra, and I feel like it would be such a treat to show someone that without any context, because like it also sets up like it's gonna be almost like a slice of life harem or something, because you have Keiichi surrounded by all these cute little girls and he's like teasing them and flirting with them, and then it's like shit goes completely off the rails. And in the latest season that just ended, like the second to last episode is, and I don't want to give anything away, but it's just like nonsense, but for me personally it was in the best way. And I was like, basically out of nowhere there's a pretty much a Dragon Ball Z-esque fight that happens, but I felt it coming on. I was like, the only way that they can like do this is if this happens, because everything else was just so ridiculous, and then they started doing it and I'm like, hell yeah.
Not a Dragon Ball Z like fight.
I mean, pretty much. But I don't know, that series, I like it a lot, because I'm really into time loops. So just on that alone, and kind of trying to figure out the mystery of the town, and it's like, why is this happening? And rooting for the kids to win, because again, because it's a time loop, shitty stuff happens to them in different you know, in different timelines, and you know, you see it from kind of one perspective, and then like a couple of episodes down you get it from another way, and you're like, oh, so that's how that got there, or that's how that person knew that. And it's cool.
Nine.
Oh, I like that. And then are you finished with watching the remake or no?
Yeah, it's done, and people aren't sure if there's gonna be another season or not, because it felt like it was gonna get tied in with this other work by the same creator called Umineko. There were little bits of hints And I believe that they might even reference each other sometimes. I haven't watched Red Umineko, so I'm not entirely sure. This is just what I've heard from other fans, which I thought would have been really cool. So I'm not sure if that's still something that's going on or not. I haven't heard anything. I haven't seen anything.
Okay. I like that. And what are you watching, Ty?
So currently I am still watching Angels of Death, which I saw that was recommended on TikTok because, you know, TikTok always puts you on some really cool shit sometimes. So I was like, oh, okay, like, you know, I'll give it a whirl, see where it is. It's on Crunchyroll, by the way. But it's about this girl named Rachel who wakes up in like this abandoned building. I want to say it's like a hospital. And, you know, she, like, baby has no idea where the fuck she is, okay? Like, she is just out here stranded. So she's trying to piece together, like, what happened to her parents. And, like, you know, it seems like she really is not sure what's going on. So in the midst of all, like, going around this building trying to find a way out, she runs into this tall, lanky, icky-ass dude with all these bandages with, like, this Green Ripper, like, weapon trying to kill her, but they end up working together to get, you know, out this fucking building. And with that, they built like this sort of bond off a strange promise that, you know, Rachel asked if Jack the Ripper would kill her because her parents are dead, so she really ain't got that much to live for, I feel, which kind of makes me sad, but it also frustrates me because she was just playing clueless the whole time, and I can feel Jack's frustrations in some episodes because it's like, bitch, get yourself together. Like, you're supposed to help me. Like, get out this building, you know? But that's what I'm currently watching. I haven't finished it yet, but so far, I really do like it. And also, I don't know if anybody talked about Junji Ito while that I am, but I did rewatch it, by the way. And I've noticed with Junji Ito, the stories, like the series, it's kind of giving, like, you know, those scary stories you would tell, like, if you go out camping and, like, you know, they're not, like, they're creepy, but it's not like I'm fucking spooked when I like rewatched it. But some of the stories, like with
I don't know, because that model one,
no, the model one
that was scary to me. I'm sorry.
Okay, no, the model one is scary, but it's just kind of like, you know, it's like seeing an angry white woman or an ugly white woman down the street, and she's just like, well, you know, like, you know, you know how white women are. Like, every time when I watch, I was like, this bitch thinks she is young. She looks like any white woman who says, I'm 30, but they look 60 in the face. Like, a hard 30. And
yeah, but with the teeth, the way
them teeth was something.
Like,
it was, she was laughing, and then everybody just stopped and looked at her. I was like, oh, hell no. Like, y'all need it. That would have been the moment I rolled out the car, like, and I would have to walk home because
that episode was like kind of comical to me. I don't know.
I felt like Suichi's character is comical too, because
that's the first dude with the nails, right?
Yeah, with the nails, and he has like that little clown with like the candles. That was comical to me because it was like, I don't know if it was Junji's intentions to make him like some creepy kid, but like, I just felt like he was just weird, like, pick your boogers and eat it weird. He wasn't like, you know, but you know them type of kids, like, you know. So I just kind of got that I don't know. But I think the one episode that really got me was when it was this guy who was engaged to this girl, and this girl wakes up like with no memories. And so her boyfriend takes her to like this house. And I guess in that house is all of his like extended family who passed on. So it's just all like ghosts in there. she didn't realize that she was walking in there, or she was in there until like later on in the end. That episode I like a lot, besides the Tomei one. Tomei is that bitch. So I like her. And then
so there is a Tomei episode within the animated series?
There is. It starts off with the episode The Painter, where this guy, he's like this artist, and he finds this girl to paint. And that ends up being Tomei. And then the last two episodes are just like Tomei's backstory. It's like split up in two parts, which is really interesting, because I feel like she is the savior of destroying patriarchy, because she really ruins boys. And I feel like I love that for her. Like, please do it.
Because I'm familiar with the backstory, and I actually have the live action movie, but I only have the sequel, so I haven't watched it yet. And I don't even know where I got it from, now that I think about it. I just found it randomly somewhere, and I was like, I should buy this. As far as like that series goes, I've only seen a couple of episodes. I saw the model one, I saw the oil one. Because y'all were talking about it, and I'm like, let me go watch this real quick. But I think on that episode, that same one, there was an episode about a woman who was going to visit like her grandpa or something, because he was dying, and then there was this bridge before you got to the
resident.
And like, what was it? Like, all if the body fell off the float, the pallet, then your spirit would remain there. Is that what happened in that episode?
Yeah, that's what happened. That episode was pretty good.
Yeah, that was good, and I felt that was creepy.
I think there was one episode within the first episode for Soichi. It was like a second one about like this mom and dad's daughter turned into like a doll, which ended up rotting, and then the doll died. And I was just like, it was so short. Yes, it was like so short. And I was kind of disappointed, because it was like, I would have loved to have more of that, but it was just all like taken over by Soichi's doing stupid shit. And I was just kind of like, well, I would have loved to see more of that story and a little bit less of Soichi, but you know, I'm selfish.
If you're interested, I don't know, but I would imagine that like maybe the manga is longer.
Honestly, yeah. I think everybody who likes Junji Ito should read the mangas. Like, they're really good. While you were talking, I was trying to figure out if what I watch or what I read is different. Tomie, I definitely think should have been longer.
Yeah, that's why I was surprised that it was, because it felt like that the anime that they made for those was like shorts. It felt like it was like a sketch. It was giving
Goosebumps.
Not only Goosebumps, but the way that they showed it felt more like Kablam, where it's like, here's a five minute, that's what it felt like. And from hearing other people, because they said that like the horror got lost in translation from being animated, because it just looks so goofy, because the his art style gets really lost in animation. It's not as gruesome or as detailed. And I think with things like a body horror, especially, the longer that you're able to stare on it on page, the longer you're able to like look at all the details and get like either grossed out by it or scared by it, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. Mhm. Okay, so I found it on, I Googled it, and the whole doll thing is based off a manga titled Hello Dollies by him. Pretty much like, I think it's about like some children that fell victim into like a doll disease, which slowly turns them into a doll incapable of like moving or speaking. So I just wish it was more of that in the series, but I will definitely take it upon myself to read it because I was very interested by that. So that's what I've been up to these past couple days with watching stuff. How about you, Crimson? What are you doing?
What am I watching? Okay, so I'm watching Helsing right now. I don't know. I just started it randomly because I like vampires. I figured why not? And then everyone on Twitter was like, oh no, you need to watch Helsing Ultimate. Don't even start with the original.
Yeah, I was about to say, was it Ultimate or the original? I like the original. I don't know.
And you know what? Me too. And it's actually, there are some parts that are like so bad that it's good. Like, I don't know
how
to explain it, but I know they said it was bad, but it's like, how could you guys have not liked this? Like, it was really good. And Helsing is just, I like vampires, so I'm gonna like whatever the fuck you get. I'm gonna like
You like vampires or you like vampires?
I like vampires.
Oh, okay. Like as in like please bite me or like,
yes.
Like
as
in, okay.
Yes. Yes. It just make me horny and that's why.
Period.
And I feel it every time he comes on screen, like he's not even really that cute, but I'm like, yeah, I see why Victoria is up in here. So Helsing is also, it has like a kind of cute backstory. So Helsing is actually, it's an organization and it's named after these, there are these Royal Order of Knights that was originally led by this guy named Abraham Van Helsing. So the mission of Helsing is to search and destroy like vampires, undead, like any supernatural force that's evil and threaten, you know, the country and the queen. Because I think this takes place in England. So the organization is run by Sir Integra Fairbrook Wingates Helsing.
That's such a name.
Right. who and you know they be saying the full name when they see her, right?
I know, I love it.
There's this one priest that really pulled up to her and said the full name. And she inherited the leadership of Helsing as a child after the death of her father, which she witnessed, and that kind of turned her from like a shy little girl to I don't know, she just seems like apathetic. Deadly force girl,
very boss. Domineering,
yeah. And she's protected by Helsing family butler, who is basically Alucard, the vampire. And he swore loyalty to the Helsing family after being defeated by Van Helsing like 100 years ago before like the original story takes place. Uh-huh. But what we see, is the first episode when, the former police officer, her name is Ceres Victoria, and she joins them after Alucard turns her into a vampire. So we get to see, like, I guess this human turned monster kind of archetype going, where she's like in denial of being a vampire, or like trying to, like, I don't know, salvage some type of humanity, doesn't really want to drink blood, all this other stuff. Mm. And
I also like how he calls her police girl, like as a, that does something for
yes,
me.
Yes, he does. And right, and then she started saying master. And I started getting weirded out because I was like, why did she say that? But then I realized that I guess, like I think towards the second or third episode, like he gives her a way out. So she, for her, him to bite her, he basically enslaves her. And the only way that she can be, you know, get out of that is by drinking his blood, which he offers and she does not take because maybe she's feeling comfortable being under him. I'm not quite sure how it works, but, It's hot too. Like, and I was just like, am I gonna see some vampire sex eventually? Like, he's too, like, I don't know, like mysterious. Like, what is his relationship to her? Like, what are they gonna do together? I mean, I'm gonna figure it out, but it's interesting. Also, it's very sexual too. Like, they're constantly showing like women under like this a spell, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
where they honestly just look like zombies to me. But, you know, the vampires will, like, you know, strip them down to their underwear, and then they'll be there doing their little zombie dance. And they just get ate up for dinner. So they'll have them seduce them and then eat them, which is interesting.
Okay. Would you say that it was, like, I feel like sometimes with horror anime, it's not necessarily, like, scary. Because I wouldn't really say that I found Hellsing scary. I love it. It's really good. But I guess, is the only horror element is that it's vampires and that vampires are technically monsters.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I got that from, like, the Huluween suggestion. So, and they put basically every vampire anime they had in the
poor thing did.
And so, yeah, like, yeah, they think it's horror. It's also labeled as a horror on there. So.
Okay. Nice. That's very cool.
It's labeled as horror.
What are some of your favorite horror titles, would you say?
This is going to be weird, but I'm going to go get into it. It's all vampires. Vampires. Yes. I feel like I'm obsessed with vampires, so I would also recommend, I don't know, I don't feel like Tokyo is, would you think Tokyo Ghoul would be considered a vampire anime?
Well, they're ghouls.
Ghouls?
They eat people whole, right?
But so can vampires, right? Like, they can just suck the whole everything out of you.
Yeah, but they don't, like, eat the body part.
Yeah, they eat organs. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so I would say Tokyo Ghoul is actually one of my favorites. But okay. Also, there's this anime called Devil's Line, which is also about vampires. It's about, like, vampires, like, you know, walking among society. Mm-hmm. Kind of like Tokyo Ghoul, where they exist, but they live in, like, secret. Mm-hmm. They don't really need blood to survive, but extreme emotions can increase their bloodlust, turning them into monsters who can't really control themselves. Okay. And so a girl has her friend reveal to her that he's like a human vampire hybrid that works with the police to, I guess, catch other vampires. And it's about them, like, dealing with their feelings and also, like, dealing him, like, being, like, some, like, tool for the police to, like, catch vampires. It's really interesting. And it's kind of hot.
Okay. What was that one reverse ridiculous hair? Is it Diabolic Lovers? Aren't they vampires?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That was actually... Okay, so it's not one of my favorites, but I was talking to somebody yesterday, and I was cracking up because I remember I was telling everybody about the fact that I could not fucking stand that shit, and I kind of want to rewatch it to see if I still can't stand it, but that was like 2-3 years ago, so I probably still can't. That one's about this girl who, I think her name is Yui, so she lives, and she just, her father sends her to a mansion, right? Where she said that she's going to get adopted into this new family. So she's thinking that she's going to get adopted into this new, loving, rich family. But then she opens the door to a mansion just full of six brothers who are vampires. And so they're confused why she's there, but then they realize that she's there to be, like, some sacrificial bride. So basically, she's vampire cattle. Like, she's livestock for them to eat all day. And so she's getting passed around through these six dudes, you know, and they're all biting on her and stuff. And it's like, I wish I could say it was romantic, like a reverse harem type stuff, where they're all, like, you know, feeding on her and getting into it, and it can be hot and spicy, but it is hot and spicy, but it's a kind of abusive. Like, they're each of them are kind of sadistic in their own way. And it's like, there are so many times where I'm like, girl, get out of there. You know what I mean? And I mean, they all kind of like say like, oh, I'm going to own you. Like, I'm going to make you mine. But it always feels like a kind of fatal attraction thing, because it's like, she's scared, but she's into it. Like, it's very, it's confusing.
It's one of the most ridiculous things I've seen, honestly. It feels like a Quizilla. Firstly, do y'all remember the website Quizilla?
Oh my gosh. No, I do not.
Oh my God. It was the best thing ever. It was quizzes on there, like, what character are you? Who's your boyfriend? And stuff that.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
And there were also lots of stories on there where you could, like, kind of like choose your own adventure. And there were so many where it's like, I got sold into slavery and like,
I got sold into sexual slavery.
Yeah. It's like, and now my choice is a boyfriend or werewolf, vampire, or psychic. And that's just what Diabolic Lovers felt like to me. I'm like, this feels like a Quizilla quiz. I'm like, no adult wrote this. There's no way. Or I guess now what the kids are on is a Wattpad. It felt like a Wattpad story. Will,
shout out to the people on Wattpad. Yeah, Wattpad be lit. I'm sorry.
Okay, right.
Shout out to the creative Wattpad authors with all of the fan fiction lately. Y'all have really been
holding your girl down.
Yeah, y'all been holding the fort. But that's another topic for us.
Down bad.
But and don't let me get into season two where another group of dudes can't kidnap her, and now she's just
Is it like 12 niggas?
Girl, basically.
I just be eating garlic all day. Get off of me.
Yo,
no, but it's like she had a moment where she could have escaped, and one of the dudes from the first set, he's like, hey, listen, like, on this day they'll be busy or whatever, you can escape. But she says that she wants to figure out the real reason why she hears, because she found some article or like book in the
library. It was a book
that led her to think that her father had something new or had something to do with this, and like, so she's just like trying to play investigator. I also think it was just kind of like another reason to kind of stay, because she's also kind of feeling the abuse and stuff. But it was killing me. Like, I do think she had some type of like tension with one of them, the first guy that she's seen.
Yeah, the very first one.
But it, I don't know. And it's really sexual. Like, when they bite her, sometimes they're not even biting her on her neck. They'll, like, go straight for her, like, chest or something. They got their face in her breast, and they're, like sucking on her blood. Like, girl. Ooh. Right. That's why I'm like, yo, like, this was so hot, and it had so much potential to be hotter, like, the hottest vampire orgy ever. But, like, the abuse that she's getting stopped.
I don't know. Thai ass might like that.
I'm sorry.
One of the brothers literally just calls her bitch Chan.
Yeah, she goes, they translate it as little bitch.
Please, where can I watch that? Because I'm automatically like, so
it's on Hulu.
Is it really? I kind of feel like most vampires don't intend to be sexual, but they really are. And I'm just, it's something about it that sends me to orbit. In a good way, not in like a bad way. So I'm gonna have to watch that if that's the case.
Yeah, girl. Watch that. Watch Devil's Line, because Devil's Line has actual romance. Okay.
Okay.
Good, wholesome vampire human romance.
I'll do that. Yes. That will be on my watch list for Hulu for sure.
I have another
shit and add shit to my watch list. It's sad.
Yo, I know. Like, once you check things off, doesn't it feel so good?
It feels yeah. really good. Like, I feel really good about myself because sometimes my watch list just be like, girl, hurry up. Like, watch me finish. I'm like, okay, but wait a minute. I have like two more.
Girl, or then y'all have some that are just like so long that I either binge nothing but that or I have to like keep it in constant rotation. And that's another mm-hmm. thing that I'm going to be doing. I'm going to start on some of the big three, and I'm going to keep them on constant rotation while I'm watching some new things that are coming out this season. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. No, that's cool. That's very cool.
All right, and then my last one, if you guys really want to watch, I think Faris would like this one because it has like, I mean, it gives Attack on Titan vibes, but it's not Attack on Titan. So don't let that ruin it for you.
Okay.
But it's
called Seraph of the End. Am I thinking what you're thinking? Wait, it's just say the
Seraph,
title.
Seraph of the End is the title.
Okay, I was thinking of another show, but go ahead.
Okay, well, let me finish this and like keep in your mind whatever you think about because I want to know. All right.
Okay.
So this one, it's kind of about like, okay, so there's a virus that is spreading throughout the world, right? Mm-hmm. And it kills everyone above the age of 13. So everyone 13 and under, the rest of mankind, they become enslaved by like a society of power-hungry vampires. Well, basically, they're subjugating society with the promise that they're going to protecting the survivors in exchange for, like, donations of their blood, right?
Hmm.
So two kids called Yuichi and Michaela they're taken captive in an orphanage along with a couple other children, and they don't like it there. They don't like being treated like livestock, and they feel like it's really cruel. So Michaela decides that he's going to rebel and escape. Well, he creates a plan that helps him rebel and escape, but it fails. So the only survivor that's left and to come out on the other side is Yuichiro, and he decides, well, he's found by these people called the Moon Demon Company, which is basically a military unit that's dedicated to exterminating vampires in Japan. So he stays there for a couple years, and then he's determined to take revenge on the vampires that basically slaughtered his family. It's really good.
Mm.
So kind of like how Eren was like, I'm going to kill all the fucking Titans because you killed my mom. And that was his only like...
motivation, yeah.
Motivation to get through the military. It's kind of
like... Oh, how our baby is grown.
Right.
Baby not a baby anymore. Oh my goodness. That's great.
But that sounds really interesting. I've heard of it. I had judged a cosplay contest actually a couple of years ago, and somebody was dressed as one of the characters, and I was like, I haven't heard of that. And I like looked it up, and it didn't, I don't know what it was, but they didn't like word it like that. So that's really interesting.
I watched this in like literally one day because it was so good.
Damn. How many episodes? Oh, wow.
I think it had to be maybe like 20 something. Mm-hmm. I remember it being kind of long. Let's see how many episodes there is.
Is it done?
Yes, but they're only the first season. So I don't know what's happening with the second season because there's uh-huh. only one season. Oh, okay. And there's 12 episodes. I thought there were 20. Okay.
Okay.
It felt like 20 because it was giving.
It was that good.
Yes, and it's actually it made me want to read the manga so bad, but my manga is terrible, so I'm
not. Oh yeah.
So I was like, I'll get into that when my manga list goes down a bit.
Okay. Annoying.
And I know we were talking a little bit earlier, and you said that you wanted to watch Shiki which I think.
Yeah, I wanted to watch Shiki. I tried watching it a couple of years ago, around Halloween, because that's what I like spooky stuff all year round, but I try to go super hard in October leading up to Halloween. I'm gonna say it. The reason that I stopped watching it is because the art was really ugly to me.
Yo.
But I've seen other people talk about it, and I've been able to stay away from spoilers, and I'm gonna really give it another try this time around, because like the description that I read on Hulu, because I think that's what I started watching it on, it sounds really interesting. It sounds very much up my alley, so I just need to get over that like hump of the art and get into the grit of everything, so it can start getting like super spooky.
Yeah, I had a friend who watched it recently, and she said that she didn't like it. We
really
don't really have the same taste in anime and like what we prefer. Mm-hmm. But we do like agree on some things. So I think I'm interested in rewatching it so I can see if it hits differently as an adult, because I did watch it when I was pretty young.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and that's also a thing too, like going back to stuff that you really liked and like also being able to take your nostalgia glasses off and look at like watch it and you're like, oh, this is bad.
Girl, I felt the same about that's me and Vampire Knight. Like, it wasn't bad, but there were some things where I was like, was I really overlooking this as a child? Because this is ridiculous.
What was ridiculous about it?
Well, how can I say it? All right, so as you know, Vampire Knight is about this this girl named Yuki, and like a more Zero. He's like a really apathetic dude. Like, Yuki is kind of like upbeat, cheery, and like Zero is this kind of like apathetic, like chill. So they're members of this disciplinary team at their school called Cross Academy, and it has the day class and the night class, and their job is basically to uphold order when the classes like switch out, so the two classes don't meet.
Okay.
Yuki was saved by a vampire attack by one of the night class members called Kaname. And then now Kaname is leader of the night class, and Yuki's position kind of lets her see him, but Kaname does things that towards the end where I was like, was I really cheering for him? Because he's kind of controlling. And I was always cheering for Zero. I mean, I was cheering for the both of them. Like, and, you know, as a kid, like, I was just like, oh my gosh, both of them. Zero doesn't deserve this. And Kaname is kind of cool too. But like now as an adult, I was like, why did I let that rock? Like, Kaname is great.
I don't know. I feel like also media
happens at the end of season one where I'm just like, okay, this is ridiculous. I'm not gonna spoil for you guys if you ever want to watch.
is it out of nowhere type of ridiculousness, or just like a fucked up type of ridiculousness?
I want to say both.
Okay.
I'm with that.
How many seasons is in that?
How many seasons does Vampire Knight have? You know, I'd be binging these things in all in one day. Like, I don't. No, for real. Like, I binge these things all in one day, so I can't remember, like, what.
I know it's on Hulu. It actually popped up in my recommendations recently.
Okay, so, yeah, one season, 13 episodes.
Oh, okay. It's a shorty.
But, no, but it's not complete. Like, it definitely leaves something. And you'd have to read the manga to, like, get in everything else.
Did you read the manga?
Yes, and I'm still reading the manga as we speak because I read it, but again, I would consume anything that was in front of me as a kid. Mm-hmm. So I know some things that happen, but they're also still producing Vampire Knight books. Oh. There's a spinoff with like basically Yuki's children and stuff like that. So I need to like catch all the way up.
Oh. All right.
That's cool.
Ty, I want to get back to what you thought I was talking about, but then I wasn't talking about it. Was it, is it spooky?
It's somewhat spooky. I don't know if I gave like my actually it's called Cabaneri of the Iron Fortress, which I heard was similar to Attack on Titan also, because it's about like, you know, based in the modern age during the Industrial Revolution, and then like out of nowhere it's like a zombie outbreak or like this monster outbreak. So there's like this guy who is similar to Eren Yeager, but not like crazy Eren Yeager, but
baby but, Yeager.
Yeah, it's a baby Yeager, pretty much. So he's just has this goal to like, you know, defeat like these zombie-like monsters that keep coming around the city trying to like kill the people. So they built like a big old iron like fortress to like protect themselves and like to stray away from the zombies. I thought you were gonna bring that up. I was like, I think it's a different one, but I saw one episode and I really liked it, so it's in my watch list and I have to continue watching it. So I was gonna say that's a good one to watch too. So
I definitely would put that on my list. I love all that.
Mm-hmm.
I know Attack on Titan isn't listed as like a horror anime. It's scary. I mean, if you think about it, that's fucking scary. Like, I think if I was a 5-year-old and somebody sat me down in front of Attack on Titan, I'd probably have nightmares. These giant fucking things that are just like eating people, and not for nutritional value. Like, they don't need to eat people to survive. They just do it, I guess, off of instinct. That's fucking scary.
It's very scary. Very scary. Like, could you imagine just like minding your business and out of nowhere some big ass titan just like hovering over like your little city wanting to eat you? Like, please.
Also, I'm the smaller titans kind of scare me more than the bigger ones, just trying to like think of it in real life. Like, if it was ones that are just like slightly bigger than a normal human, for some reason that's like really frightening to me, because it's like that could be something that you can take on, but you can't really. Like the one when they were it's a manga panel, and it's one when I guess it would be in the second season when the scouts were in the tower and they were trying to figure out something. It was right before the big reveal of Reiner and Burrito. But there's one little one and he's just got his hands on his hips and it's like, what are you doing there?
Oh my gosh. Like, what's happening? What are we doing?
He looks so annoyed.
Like the mom looking over you while you fucking up pose.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Oh my goodness. But yeah, Attack on Titan is really fucking scary. Like, I feel like that was a show that I would need therapy afterwards, because it's just too traumatizing. Still might. Shit, yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and I feel like anything post-apocalyptic type should be considered somewhat horror, because like, girl, it's scary to think about an alternate universe where we would live like that. At least for me.
Mm-hmm. I would definitely say that it's one of my favorite horror anime is Another. I think I came about that the same way that I did in, with Higurashi, is just like random YouTube clips. And that one's kind of edgy too. And I know a lot of people make fun of it, but I like thoroughly, unironically enjoy it. And it's a little older. What year did it come out in? I want to say 2012. And it's basically the story that focuses on the main character, Koichi. And he transfers to a new middle school, and he meets this kind of like loner girl named May. And basically what ends up happening is students and people related to the class that he's in start just dying in really fucked up, nonsensical ways. And so the class is cursed, kind of. Well, yeah, the class is cursed. And the lore of the series is in 1972, a student named Misaki suddenly dies, and the classroom is 3-3, and she like died in the middle of the school year, and because of the teachers and the students were, I guess, like so upset about it, they went on pretending that she was still there. Like as so far as even like, I think like her, if I'm remembering correctly, her ghost appears in the graduation photo or something like that. And everybody's like, what the fuck? So from then on out, like I think it's every other year, that classroom will fall prey to this thing called the calamity, where people in the classroom and people related to those classmates will start dying. So I think, because I haven't seen it in a minute, so I might rewatch it actually. They like pick a student that they're gonna ostracize and pretend isn't there to keep themselves safe. And this year they're doing it to May, the like weird girl. And so when the new guy comes in, he's like, you know, why are we doing this? And everybody's like, just mind your business. But it doesn't work because people end up dying anyway. And so you're like kind of trying to figure out the mystery, and you get to see people get killed in fucked up ways. I'd say the most infamous death is the umbrella scene. If you all haven't seen it, I would just suggest looking it up. If you're into gore, which sometimes I'm into gore when I think it has a place for it. Like, I like the gore in Higurashi, and I like the gore in another. I do not like the gore in Elfin Lied, however.
Because they were just getting murdered for no reason in there.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I didn't like it at all. But I like the gore in another, and I like the gore in Higurashi. So I highly recommend it. It's spooky. It's fucked up. And the twist really did surprise me. I wasn't expecting that. So it's definitely like one of my top horror animes, I would say, without a doubt. So I highly recommend it, and I think y'all should give it a try. At least watch, and shit pops off pretty soon too. Just like in the first couple of episodes, the way that they're like not talking to this girl is kind of scary, because it's like how, like, yeah, because it sets it up as something else, and then you figure out that it's not that. So
okay,
yeah.
I'll put that on my watch list, definitely.
Right, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think both of y'all would really like it, actually.
I think some things that I watched that also that are not vampires, haha, is High School of the Dead. I know like a lot of people have probably already seen that because it's pretty old.
Yeah. It's been out for, I think it might be older than another, actually. Did it come out in 2010?
Let's see.
Yeah.
It came out, it's 12 episodes, and it came out in, July 5th, 2010.
I know that because I love this anime too, just because it's so ridiculous. I feel like Japan doesn't really touch zombies that much, so for them to do that, and that was like right around the time that The Walking Dead was like at its peak, so you saw like a lot of zombie-esque stuff coming out, and then that came out, and it was just right up my 19-20-year-old alley. I'm like, this was for me.
Go. And it's crazy because I didn't expect it to be so, what do you call that genre where they always make it? Yes. I'm sorry. I always forget how to pronounce that shit. So they're like, yeah, like it starts off really good. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I think he's in school when it starts happening.
Yeah.
And they get to, like, all the kids get together. They're kind of using all their, like, specialized, I guess, skills to kill things. It's really cute. But then I felt like the Ichi moments were throwing me off. I'm not going to lie. There was at one point where I think they're, like, was it the school president, the purple-haired girl?
She's an upperclassman to the other kid.
Right.
And like, I think she's the president of like the, is it kendo? Because she uses a wooden sword, right?
Yes, yes.
Of the
yes.
kendo club. Yeah.
She was a swordsman. Yeah. And she, you know, like you think everything is chill. And then now she's like in the kitchen with nothing but an apron on and she's cooking for everybody. And I'm like, whoa, like talking about don't look. I'm like, girl, well, you here naked. Like, what did you expect?
Yeah, that's sad, you know?
I'm looking.
Like you out here, like I'm you're tantalizing me. Like, come on now.
Oh, you cooking food and your titties out? Come on.
Yeah, I'm all about that.
Right. And was there a lesbian teacher as well? Like
It felt like it was implied that she and homegirl definitely like hooked up. Cause okay. she knew how to get to her house and she knew that she had guns and shit. And it's like, you don't just tell like one of your friends, like, yeah, my apartment has all these guns.
Right. You know? And then I feel like there was something sexual about the teacher. I forgot, but, and as anime usually is, like everybody was like, and I'm like, and then there were just like titty bounce moments that I'm like, yo, she is in a life or death situation right now. Like, but I got to focus on her titty bounce.
Or the panty shots. I don't know. I felt like High School of the Dead definitely wasn't trying to take itself too seriously. And it was giving me very, like, I guess, horror movie camp. That's how I entered it. Because, you know, yeah. campy 80s slashers movies is nothing but titties and blood. And that's what High School of the Dead is for me.
Yeah, I believe that. That's exactly how it's. Oh my gosh, that was so
it's funny. A fun time.
It was.
Unfortunately, we will never be blessed with a second season or any continuation because the author is dead.
Oh wow.
And I don't think even before he died, I don't think it was picked up for a second season. And I think I read because I was like trying to read it, like read into it, is that like zombies aren't really like a part of Japanese culture like it is here. So like, but I mean, I'm like, but isn't like ghouls kind of like zombies? I don't know.
Nah, ghouls are still alive and they're not mindless.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. And I don't know if that's true. That was just something that, like, I read, or, like, Japanese people aren't really into zombies, so that's why this wasn't very successful. But I'm like, but I might pick up the manga and see how it ends. I don't even know if anybody else, like, picked it up and tried to finish it for him. It's really unfortunate. But that's, like, a goofy horror genre. If you're into, like, silly campy 80s thrillers, slashers, then you would probably be into High School of the Dead.
Yeah, for sure.
Another good one is Parasite.
Yes. Parasite, I feel like we were arguing whether or not Parasite was a horror or not.
I feel like it does.
Yes, I do.
Or at least a thriller, because I mean, it's definitely body horror for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The way that is he saying Suichi? I know the little alien is Miji. I can't remember the main character's name right there. Oh, I also love where he's like, don't call the police.
Right.
I'm like, he already know.
He was like, I'll kill them and I'll kill you. Like, stop. No, it is listed as a horror. It says it's a action drama, horror, sci-fi.
Yeah, yeah.
Psychological demographic signing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, because it should be, because that was scary. Like, imagine, like, you know, like, you're just sitting in your fucking room and you see some shit go up your fucking arm. And he was smart to stop it where it was. Because basically, it's like it works like an actual parasite where it would go up to your brain and then take over your body. Mm-hmm. And that just sounds freaking scary. Like, oh, and then I fucking remember, like, the first couple episodes of, like, there was one in particular, like, there was, like, a woman who got overtaken, and the woman went to her mom's house, and her mom was like, oh, nah, that's not my kid.
Yeah.
And that same woman ended up becoming pregnant somehow. I don't
know
if she was already pregnant or she became pregnant by another parasite. I'm not sure how that worked. I guess, like, the human emotions, like, changed her. And I remember seeing, like, these memes online where it was, like, her before she was pregnant and after. And, like, I just thought that was so heartbreaking, because they did, there was just a lot that happened. Like, but it was really good. Yeah. And I do think the ending was satisfying.
I found the ending really satisfying, too. I enjoyed that. Throughout, there was a death that I wasn't really fond of. I guess we can just get. Ty, have you watched Parasite? Did you watch it all the way through?
I have watched Parasite. I feel like I had a lot going on to where I didn't finish, like, the few episodes where it was about to be a death in there.
Okay, well, then I won't talk about it, because I don't want to spoil it for you.
Yeah, we want you to watch it. We don't want you to...
Okay.
But it's really good, and I guess it's kind of like, you know, a different version of, like, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, and then we have the main character who kind of has to cohabitate with this parasite, and they have a relationship, and it's just interesting to see, you know, where it's like, you know, we have to do this, and this is the thing, and we're now relying on each other to keep each other alive. Mm-hmm. And when the other people get involved who also have parasites, or people who don't, because there's a girl who gets introduced who can, like, sense them for some reason, which they never really explain that, I don't think, but somehow she was able to know that there was something different with him and with these other people too. Okay. And there's a lot of sad moments, and like, for me personally, because I feel like when I was watching Tokyo Ghoul, it kind of reminded me of Parasite. And y'all, I've said it already, but I don't really like Tokyo Ghoul. And I'm like, when I was watching, I'm like, I could just be watching Parasite. Maybe I'll, you know what?
I feel like you should give it another try.
I think I am. I'll give it another try. Do you think I should start all the way over, or should I start
the second season?
Start all the way over.
Start all the way over.
I remember it vividly, though. I honestly do. Because it wasn't boring. It was it was entertaining.
You said it was boring the last time. I remember.
I said that last part was... What I was... Okay, so it was a lot going on, but it felt like it was empty. Because it was action-packed, and there's lots of characters, and there was lots of stuff going on. There was like lots of side stuff going on, like with that, it was a mother and a daughter and that shit, and how that got handled. God. And yeah. That was fucked up. I did not like that. But, yeah, there was stuff going on. I just don't know why I didn't like it. So I think I might give that another try.
Just to see. I mean, yeah, just do it. And I mean, I also feel like, despite what everybody says, I feel like a lot of people just goes, oh my gosh, the second season, it was bad. Or like the third season, what the fuck was that? Like, because they follow the manga. Like, I do feel like, despite what, you know, it's, I guess, despite it not following the manga, it was really good as a standalone.
As a standalone series.
Yeah, like, you know. So they said that the third season was not good, and I liked it.
Like, you liked
they actually
it?
Said it was the worst. Yes.
Okay. I haven't heard too much about the third season, but I know that people were like pissy about the second season. So I thought that the third season made up for what they did in the second season.
It was strange because the third season, it was almost as if you're following a whole new person. Hmm. But we know that it's still Kaneki. But it's just, it's so nice to see all the, like, the loose ends, like, get tied up and everything. Like, I can't remember, because I watched it like a year or two ago. I can't remember if the humans and ghouls decided to coexist or something after. But I remember feeling somewhat satisfied.
Okay.
But Tokyo Ghoul is another one that people just be dying for no fucking reason. I think that's what, like, also had like a bad taste in my mouth. But I mean, who doesn't feel like that when, you know, somebody dies that we didn't want to die?
Sometimes people do have to die. It feels like the anime that I've been watching more recently is that they're really quick to kill people off now. Like, at first it felt like people were like scared to like kill people, or they'll like introduce somebody and it'll just be that and then they'll die. I guess spoiler alert, I just watched the Demon Slayer movie for the first time last night, and I had it spoiled for me already, so I knew it was gonna happen because I'm not stupid. But it also took me off guard because I was like, maybe it's not. So that means that the way that they're able to animate and tell the story is good, because it did trick me for a minute at the very end. And, you know, his dream, and then, like, you know, right before he died, when he saw his mama, and then... Girl. And then when Tanjiro started screaming, like, nigga, get your bitch ass back here, basically, like, I lost up. It. I lost it. I was like, why y'all do this? Like, y'all didn't have to do all this.
No, mine was when he realized he had to wake up and he was deciding that he needed to leave to get, you know, to get out of the dream. Mm-hmm. And his little brother is screaming, like, don't leave me, don't leave me. And he was just there, yeah. Like, yo, this is a dream. Yeah, and, you know, mm-hmm. I really wish that it was real. Like, that was it for me. Like, I was in the theaters, like, straight bawling.
You know, even when he first entered his dream, I started crying because that was just fucked up to me. But have either of you dealt with sleep paralysis?
Yes.
No.
I actually have a scary situation about my sleep paralysis, but no, go ahead.
I get sleep paralysis quite often, but I don't get the whole, like, shadow person, like, standing on me or anything, but watching that movie is what that reminded me of, where it's like I'm aware that I'm asleep and I'm dreaming, but I can't move. And also I have trouble breathing when I get into sleep paralysis. Mm-hmm. And like one of the first times it happened to me, I was over my cousin's house and she had this bed like between a wall, and like in the wall was nothing but stuffed animals. And I was like, I could feel myself falling and I can see myself falling. And I'm like, I can't move. I'm like, I'm going to fucking fall in these stuffed animals and suffocate to death. Yeah. But I was able to wake myself up. But that's what it reminded me of. Also, homegirl was getting choked out for like a good 30 minutes.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's crazy.
Damn. And like, that thing just seems so scary to me because it's like, it's like being in a horror movie and you can't move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know Demon Slayer doesn't count as a horror, but I feel like it's definitely... I feel
like it's spooky enough. Like it's
I do too. I feel like it's horror inspired, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Demons are scary. Yeah.
I think supernatural creatures in general are spooky enough, and just the idea of them is spooky enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like who wants to, like, I feel like the demon, like the way that they drew the demons on Demon Slayer, they're pretty creepy too, like the mm-hmm. spooky as is.
So. And I'm so excited for season two because they get spookier.
Oh yeah, I'm very excited. I'm so excited.
So what?
Yeah, that comes out in a couple of days.
Yes, it does. It does. And it's crazy because they're actually taking the movie and they're putting it into what, like a seven or six part episodes.
Why are they doing that?
Because the season one ended where the movie began. So they're doing it to, I guess, make the season, I guess, flow better.
Mm-hmm.
But just watch the movie and then we can pick off from there. I actually wish anime would do that more, because it's so funny, because I was thinking that when I was watching it, it felt like it could have been split up amongst like 7 or 8 episodes. And I was like, ooh, thank God this is a movie. And then I'm hearing that they're going to turn the movie. And I'm like, why can't I just watch the movie?
Why y'all can't just do the work and watch the movie, right?
Literally.
I just want to, I don't know, make it accessible.
You get a nice, like, what, an hour and 34 minute chunk?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm with it, though, because I love that shit either way. Not going to lie.
Same.
I'm going to watch it anyway.
Sure, but I want to see some progress. I want to see progress. I want to see what happens next.
Right, right. So you're like, oh, this is going to strain it out for a couple, what, days or weeks, right?
Definitely a couple of weeks, maybe even a month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that sucks, but okay. We'll just, like, what, cross our fingers for whatever happens next, and hopefully that whole arc will be finished at least in the second season, and we don't have to draw that out, because that whole I don't know, it just, I don't want to spoil it, it gets weird.
Did you have you read the Demon Slayer manga?
I did, and like, so I'm having a trouble like saying what is what, but like there's this like a red light district arc where the other Hashira and his wives are basically seeing over, and then we get to get into that. And the demons there.
That's cool.
Okay, so what spooky animes are y'all about to pick up for the season?
For the season, I have actually made like a crunchy list of all the things I want to see on Crunchyroll that are like thrillers, so to speak, because I felt like there's not really more so like scary series, just more of thrillers on there. So the first couple things, I did add another. I do want to watch another. And then Boogie Pop, I heard was really good.
I attempted Boogie Pop.
Okay, yeah, I used to watch like it when it was on a G4. I wasn't really into it.
No, neither was I.
Okay.
I mean, but I don't want to discourage you from watching.
Yeah, I don't want to discourage you either. Give it a try.
If you're willing to like take the time with it, I think it was interesting. I just feel like it's something that you need to take time with. Okay. If that makes sense.
No, that
because makes sense. It's a slow burn for sure.
Okay, gotcha. So I feel like I have that, and then Goblin Slayer, which
you gonna try to watch Goblin Slayer?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, no. Like, I've heard it's like, they said it's good, but, you know, it starts off like, oh, like, really cutesy, but then, like, it's just straight
what?
Up. That's what the review said. Like, oh, it starts off.
It starts really off cutesy. These people are liars.
They're trying to troll.
They are liars.
Just TW.
It starts off with a rape scene.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
It's not the first thing you see. It's like the last like what 10-15 minutes.
Yeah. But just I mean so you know. The first, the episode is only like 30 minutes though. So the first 10 or 15 minutes is them getting slayed and then raped. Like, and then it ends like that. Like, I mean, like, that's enough for me. I was like, okay, I don't know what the fuck I'm watching.
But and it's not like I wouldn't give it a chance. And like, some people are like, oh, people are just so pussified and triggered. And it's like, I don't know why people are acting like content warnings and trigger warnings are a new thing. When you turn on any show on Netflix or Hulu, or even if you watch a VHS from the 90s, it'll be like rated R for sexual situations, drug use, alcohol, you know, because those things need to be known and can be triggering for people. So it's like if before the uproar, and I'm not saying as an American company, which was what I was watching it on, was Funimation, they, before people got upset, they should have took it upon themselves to be like, just so you know, this episode contains rape. And that wouldn't have been a spoiler or anything. It just would have been letting me know. That way I would have been better prepared for it. And that's why like Funimation gets on my nerves, because y'all air that shit, but y'all got the nerve to say Ishizuku reviewers is outside of your standards, but okay.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I was just kind of like feeling like, you know, if that is the case where like, you know, there is some sort of, well, not is, but that there, like there is a rape scene in there, I feel like it's best to just like let people know, because people, there's not like people out here that has been, you know, victimized of SA, so to speak. So it's like, who wants to relive that, you know what I mean? Like in an episode or like see that, like, I don't know.
People, and it's not
Oh no, go ahead.
It's not even that it was a sexual assault scene. It was also that it was drawn in a fan servicey way.
Exactly. Like, who that's getting what was raped with their ass tooted up in the air, like back arched, Like, you know, jeez. Like, it was giving, like, why are you showing it like this? And I think that's, and I was watching it with one of my coworkers. I think that was the worst part about it, because, like, I'm watching it with my coworkers and we're both like, what the fuck is this? Oh, also, no. Like, they make rape as a necessary thing for them, which I also felt like it was not tasteful.
Yeah, because don't the goblins have to, like, rape women to have babies? Like, are there not any female goblins that they can, like, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Why are there no female goblins? Like, yeah, you're trying to say, like, they need to rape people to, like, continue the species, but, like, I'm pretty sure with, like, any fucking species on this fucking earth, evolution happens and bodies adapt to survive. So why was that the case?
Yeah, that's so, okay.
Sorry to go on a tangent, but that's something that me and Crimson both have an issue about.
Cutesy. Like, what? I'm mad that they said that. Like,
yeah. I know. I was just sitting there like, cutesy, but, you know, you followed up with, like, it's doom. And I'm like, okay, so what's the truth?
Yo.
I'm confused.
They, like, people just love doing the whole shock factor thing to people, and that's just not right, especially to, like, women. Like, I feel like rape is, like, probably almost every woman's, like, biggest fear, and, like,
okay,
to see that in media, like, we should be prepared if that bothers us.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I completely agree. But that's all I have for, like, my watch list. Oh, and I also, it's not considered scary, but it's more of, like, a comedy supernatural thing, but it's Welcome to Demon School, Irumakun, which it makes sense because, like, you know, Halloween, spooky demons, but it's really cute, and it's so funny. Oh, girl.
I love Welcome to Demon School. I think it's so funny. Don't even like comedy manga. I mean, comedy manga or like anime like that. But I really loved Demon School. It was so funny.
It's so funny, and it's so, like, and but wholesome at the same time. Because first of all, fuck Iruma's parents because they're pieces of shit. But Sullivan, the way that he just spoils and cares for Iruma, and, like, Iruma's just like, oh, thanks. And he just gets so excited. I just feel like, oh, my heart. Like, Iruma is such a sweetie poo. Like, I feel like how people feel about Gon and Killua. That's how I feel about Iruma. He is so, he's my little cinnamon apple. I love him so much.
Aww.
So I recommend watching that for anybody who's not really into the whole, like, doom and gloom of thriller or horror stuff, but they want something more, like, on the funny side and just, like, very cutesy. I would go with that. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Ferris? What's on your watch list?
I'm gonna give Shiki another try this spooky season. Cause I've heard really good things. So I'm going to give that another try, and I would like to watch, I'm going to watch Mononoke. Is that how it's pronounced?
Mononoke. Yes.
Okay. And I like I'm not really entirely sure what the, subject matter is that I've seen the art, and I know that it's classified as a horror, and I've heard good things, but you've seen it, right?
I've seen the first three episodes. I feel like, so the premise is there's this medicine man and he goes into places, exercising whatever spirits are there. Mm-hmm. But the backstory to these spirits, but before he can exercise them, he has to know what is the spirit's, like, goal, what's their pain, whatever, keeping them around and haunting people. And uncovering that is usually, like, what's really, like, scary and traumatic about it all. And it's really good. It's really good. I would definitely recommend anybody to watch that.
Okay.
So those are my two. And what about you?
I am going to watch Mars Red, Noblesse, and Kabanari of the Iron Fortress that Ty just recommended.
Okay.
And if I get time, I'll watch Trinity Blood too. If I get time.
Which What is Trinity Blood? I forgot what that is. Because I've heard of that title before, but I forgot what it was.
Yeah, it's a pretty old anime. It's about, I think he's a priest who goes around killing like vampires and stuff like that. But let's get into like an official one before I start just talking out my ass, because I read like the first probably like chapter or so of the manga, but I never I didn't get into it. All right, so in the distant future, Armageddon has caused the appearance of second vampire's moon, the sparks of the beginning of a war between humans and vampires that feed on their blood. As there is an orphan who was raised in the church of St. Matthias in the city of Istvan, one day she meets Abel Nightrode, a priest sent to subdue any threats to the Vatican, an organization allied with humanity. Okay, so like I think like the priest is also a vampire or something, but he's like he's basically on the side of the humans.
Oh, okay.
That sounds good.
I guess that's it for today.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much for listening. Remember that you can always tune in and talk to us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Which, by the way, thank you guys so much for following us. Like, we appreciate all the love and support, and hope you guys continue to listen to us, because there's more coming. I promise.
Yes. All right, so tune in so we can review all our spooky things for the next episode.
Yay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.